Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go," he was disheartened. Anyone who has ever walked through the Egyptian Museum in Cairo and has seen the gold and the magnificence which decorated the courts of the pharaohs can imagine in a small way how this 80-year-old man, who for the previous 40 years had been a shepherd with loneliness for a companion, would feel. I mean, striding into the palace, asking that some 2 million slaves be allowed to take a hike out of the empire. Sure, just like that. So Moses, fishing for something more concrete, says, "When they ask me what is his name, then what shall I tell them?" God told him to say, "I am has sent me to you," something that made a lot more sense to them than it does to us today. Here's why. God used a word that was based on the verb to be. It means one who is the totality of existence. It is the basis of the word Jehovah, one of the names which God used to reveal who he is. In ancient days, God's name was revered. It was sacred and holy. And the degree to which God's name is profaned and trivialized today marks the distance we have come with our backs to God. Guy Duffield wrote, "Scribes who copied the scriptures used to wash their hands before they would write the word God. But when they came to the word Jehovah, they would bathe themselves all over before writing it." So much did the Jews stand in awe of that name that they substituted for it a lesser word for God whenever it occurred in their public reading of sacred scripture. In Old Testament scriptures, the name Jehovah is also compounded with other names, giving us a beautiful picture of God's nature and character. He is called Jehovah Elohim, meaning Jehovah God, Jehovah Rapha, meaning Jehovah or God our healer, Jehovah Shalom, meaning Jehovah or God our peace, Jehovah Ra'ah, meaning Jehovah or God our shepherd, Jehovah Shammah, meaning Jehovah or God the present one, and so forth. Each of these names for God is connected with something meaningful, something significant that gives us guidelines and spiritual insights for our day-to-day. First, do you remember the story of a father who was asked by God to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah, at the same place where the temple was later to stand? His name was Abraham. The son was Isaac. The first mention of the word love in the Bible was used of Abraham describing how he loved his son. Here's the record. "Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, 'The Lord will provide.'" The phrase we translate, "the Lord will provide," is Jehovah Jireh, or "the Lord our provider." Have you discovered that God still provides for us? That he will meet you regardless of your need? If you're a regular listener to Guidelines or you read this commentary, which you may receive by email, you know that at this point I usually tell a story illustrating the guidelines for today. You can be that living illustration or story. You can prove for yourself that the same one who provided a ram in the thicket for Abraham can provide for you. He is still Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.